Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez. Welcome back to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 878. We're bringing on somebody that's no stranger to the show, the one and only MC Mac. He's back. He's got a new project. We got some music. Man, Mac, how you been, brother?
Man, I've been cool, man. Blessed, bro. Blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here, man. Still surviving out here in Memphis City streets, man. Well, not so much in the streets as much, but yeah, I'm all right, though, bro. How you been? Appreciate you having me.
I'm good, man. Well, we got to have you on at least once a year. We try to catch up with you and everything. You've been working through this whole pandemic, man. Now that it's starting to wind down, are you going to be able to go out there and do some shows?
Heck yeah. Tell the promoters to hit me up, man. They be scared to do business with me. I don't know what's going on. Nah. But, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm also doing shows, verses, collabo features, barbecues, weddings, whatever they want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm popping up and popping out, what they say. Yeah, hit me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, you've been putting in work for years. You're one of the early Memphis pioneers, man. How long have you been doing it exactly?
Man, since 1987 or 88, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Wow.
Since the 80s, man. I was born in 75, man. I've been doing this shit since the late 80s. Like,
man.
Music is embedded in me, man. It's just part of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I ever leave. I continue to do music. You know what I'm saying? Some way or another, if I'm not producing or collaborating or, you know, music is me. Yeah, what it is.
Yeah, because you could say, you know what, I'm gonna quit, I'm gonna do this. Even I've done that with what I do, but then the music always brings you back. It's the love of the music.
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely, bro. That's the beautiful part about it, man. That's the beautiful part about it, fool. Got the love for it, you're gonna do it, right?
Absolutely, man. You gotta tell me about this Time's Up Part 2. I saw this cover and I was like, oh shit. This looks like it's going to be real high energy, you know, like what you specialize in. me about this project.
Oh man, that joint is dope as hell, fool. It's like we all the guys that were handpicked, man, from my previous albums, man, who stayed down with me, man, who helped build the KKZ, Rep Kamikaze to the fullest, man. The Wolf, shout out to East Memphis Wolf, man. He's a really dope artist. He was featured on my Piranha 1.5. He had went away for a while, but now he's back on the scene, more treacherous and hard as ever, hungry for it. Shout out to Mac Yo, who been down ever since my underground tape days, you know what I'm saying, the North Memphis veteran. My homie Kano, who been down ever since, you know, been rocking with me for some years since Piranha Volume 1. Who else in the newcomer, man, Vokills. My heavy metal and trap metal, you know what I'm saying? They got him on this Memphis shit, you know what I'm saying? And he doing his thing on some dope tracks. So, and of course the female, man, Queen King, hard as hell, man. All these artists hard as hell, fool. And they bringing it on this album, man.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, man, it looks like something that we haven't seen in a while, you know. Of course, I can ask the obvious, you know, everybody's wondering, where's Scan Man?
I haven't talked to Pat and Scan in a while, you know what I'm saying? But I think everybody kind of doing their own solo stuff, you know what I'm saying? And who knows, we may come back together on a tour or something, if a promoter or book us, you know what I'm saying, for the right amount of money, you know what I'm saying, and go and do this reunion thing. And that's kind of why I put it back out here, because, like, I felt like food was, like, not sleeping on the causes, but, you know, a bunch of events be called, but we seem like we the fucking Charlie Browns of this shit. Like, yeah, you can't forget about the causes. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. We're part of history, too.
One of the hardest groups. Of all time. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that first album, you know, it was so hard. Everybody wanted a follow-up, you know what I'm saying? And I've asked you about it 20 times over the years, probably.
Right.
But
yeah.
It was just so hard, you know what I'm saying? Why 2022, though, man? Is it the demand for it, or is it, you know, the timing?
Well,
the way the
like you,
is?
You weren't the only person who asked about it, though, just in the Kaze, period, or anybody that,
yeah.
You know, is it going to be another Kamikaze Inc. album or a KKZ album? And I was kind of contemplating, you know, over the KKZ, you know, label, and just call it the KKZ instead of the Kazes. But my homie was like, man, the Kazes, you know, is established, you know what I'm saying? It's already in the system, you feel me? So, yeah, we just re-ramped it, man, and I put a lot of work into this album, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely dope. I'm not trying to take anything away from the first one, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a banger, and, yeah, it's definitely got fool's eyes open about the Kazes, right?
Oh, yeah, man, that imagery is insane. It just pops, you know.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening right now, the album dropped on the 4th, right? 4th of March?
Yeah, this Friday, right? Yeah, this Friday. It's coming Friday. It comes out March 4th. Yeah, for sure. The digital album. It's a couple of cats bumping around, riding around, bumping the physical copies at the MC Max store, though. Yeah, we got the physicals as well. I think the physicals came out like a month ago.
Oh, that's what's up. I just made a post earlier today. I said I always appreciate getting physical copies because, you know, you have more of a connection with the music that way, I think. You get to read who did what, you know. it's just important as a collector. You've always put out tapes and CDs, man, since the jump, haven't you?
Always, bro. Yeah, man. You know, cassette tapes, CDs. You know, I come from the cassette tape era, man. You know what I'm saying? When I was a baby, my uncles used to bump the 4.5s and what was the big joints they used to put in the tape? Eight. You remember eight track?
Yeah.
Eight track, man. These joints were like a fucking car, like a Nintendo cartridge. They were putting them in the radio, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I came up on the cassette tapes, and that's where I got my claim to fame from them tapes, which helped, you know. I didn't know what I was doing back then, though. I didn't know I was the artist, the producer, the label, and the distributor, you know what I'm saying? At fucking 19 years old, 18 years old, you know what I'm saying? I was all that at 18.
Yeah. He was already
sit back and think about it,
classic,
like, damn.
I didn't even know it.
Yeah, artists producing our own tracks with a label, and the distributor. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's been a long journey, man. I thank God for everything, man. For real.
Yeah, man, it's good to see you still here. And I like the fact that you have the door open for the reunion, too, with Scam Man. I look forward to that in the future as well. Because you guys, no one can deny that you guys make fucking dope music together, you know?
Yeah. Sure, man. Yeah, man. Heck yeah, you know. Like I said, we're just doing some independent stuff, and who knows what the future holds, you know what I'm saying? But that would be super dope. We had the We Lit joint that dropped with me, Scan, and Chaos, and that jumped pretty dope. But, yeah, this new Kaz album is crazy, too, though. You know what I'm saying? The new times up, too,
well, yeah,
is crazy.
You guys are both doing your own thing, man. You've always done your own thing, too. So, I mean, that's the beautiful part about it. You're going to give the fans, you know, the kamikaze stuff, but then you're going to give them the MC Mac, the Scam Man, and then everything else. Like you said, you got these artists that you've been working with over the years. How did you, what met the criteria for you to choose these artists to be on this Kazi project?
Oh, they were all handpicked, bro. You know what I'm saying? They're at the top of their game. They're hungry. They bring in lyrics, lyrical content, crazy. You know what I'm saying? All these fools got background. You can look into their background and see their resume. You know what I'm saying? And their resume is awesome. You know what I'm saying? You got Kano who brought out several videos throughout the year on his own. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time I bring an album out, he bring an album out. Mac Yo, North Memphis veteran, just got the award for most slept on artists of the year, Memphis Hip Hop Awards. Shout out. You know what I'm saying? Vokills. Shit, this fool been on, you know, American Idol. He been out there on the Oscars. He's been with Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? Fucking around with Katy Perry and them. Well, not Paris Hilton, one of them, something, but you didn't hear it from me. But, you know, he out there, you know what I'm saying? And he got his own fan base, huge fan base. And Queen King, you know what I'm saying? Super dope artist who I met through my sister, little sister Gangsta Boo. She opened up for Gangsta Boo, and Boo introduced me to her, actually, but... Yeah, I was like, damn, she doing her own thing. She had her own videos, do videography work. Her video on her own was doing numbers, mad numbers on her own, you know what I'm saying, independent. So she knew the business, you know.
Yeah,
it was like a win-win. So I just put them together, man, and we over my production and me and my homeboys and she had, and King and Walter and my homeboy Blair. And we got some dope shit, man. Really dope. It's like
a whole squad.
A collective of all. And then you got to think, it's six artists on 10 songs. You know what I'm saying? And they all featured a minimum of six artists on one song. You know what I'm saying? Took a long time to record.
Like a
long time to mix. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
This is going to be dope as fuck.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. I mean, this is what the game needs is stuff like this. I want to, go off subject just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You did a dope track with, you mentioned Vokills, I believe, Crazy, and DMC, Never Imitated. What was it like to work with DMC, man? That's somebody we all grew up off of. That's got
to be- It was like I never got a chance to meet him. It wasn't like I was in the studio with him, but that would have been super awesome. I would have went live, you know what I'm saying? But it was actually that was through Vokills, you know what I'm saying? Him and his homeboy had the vocals. They had already purchased the vocals from I guess DMC's manager and or wherever he got the vocals from. But yeah, they had the track ready. You know what I'm saying? Man, we got a track with DMC. How about you doing a song with I'm just joining my like hell yeah, why not? Me being on the same record as DMC, shit, it's like a dream come true, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you're no stranger to working with different artists. You work with a lot of people over the years. But DMC, that's a bucket list for any MC, man. You know?
Yeah, exactly, bro. Exactly. Like I said, a dream come true, fool. Like, you know, who didn't want to be like Run DMC them back in the day? You grew up on Run and Fat Boys and Beastie Boys. Like, they're like, when you think of rap music, their names got to pop up in your head like immediately, along with LL Cool J. You know what I'm saying? Got to be like definitely top 10.
Yeah.
Maybe even top 5.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Let's give him one of these tracks. We got two bangers you sent me, man. Which one you want to go with first? Any kind or pop-off, man?
I think it's Where Anything Can Pop Off or either Bullet to the Dome. I'm going to let you ride with one. Which one you feeling? Bullet to
man,
the Dome or Where Anything Can Pop Off?
Man, they're both hard, man. Anything, man. Anything can pop off. Right
let's
here.
Do the pop off.
It was just
let's
after midnight.
Off,
police say they found a man inside a room, shot and killed by someone near North Memphis. Police were called to another murder. This time, a man reportedly got into an argument and was shot to death.
Pop off, pop off, nigga. I'ma knock your block off. Block off, knock your block off, nigga. I don't wear no knockoff. Wear no knockoff, wear no knockoff, nigga. Douse him with that hot sauce. That hot sauce, with that hot sauce. Coming straight up out that thought off. Out that thought off. Thought off, nigga. Haters get castrated. Shoot your balls off. Shoot your balls off, nigga. MC Mac from Missouri. Get you hauled off. Get you hauled off, nigga. Frowning like you killer. Get your dog off. Get your dog off. Dog off. Just like that in Memphis.
I
can pop off.
If it was
Inca
Lones, that will come because. Ain't nobody harder. All that hating, you can stop me. I thought you knew that I'm from if it were the shit is untrue. They knowin' they can't touch us.
No.
And I'm just speaking big bad. We gave you niggas a chance. Put this shit down in two ways. I'm the type of nigga that'll lay it on the line. And if you get wrong, I'll put it on your mind.
Digital copy, you know what I'm saying? MC Mac, tell them where they Tell them where they can get that physical copy at, man, where they can order it from you.
Man, the MC Max Store, man. That's, go to Google, man. MCMACKSTORE. We always promote the MC Max Store. It's my own individual site, man, where I sign CDs, cassette tapes, vinyl, clothing, collector's items, and much, much more, man. You know what I'm saying? Go to MKT.com/MCMACKSTORE or just Google MC Max Store. Should bring you directly to my front at the square checkout and copy a couple of items, man. You know what I'm saying? Shop with the artists. Don't go through a third party. Don't go to eBay. Don't go to, you know, whoever else is bootlegging and selling knockoff shit. Come to the original source. You know what I'm saying? Share, man. Spend with the artists, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You know, and you've always been about marketing. You've always been about merchandising. You know, where did you learn that from? Back in the day, you'd see it like in the inside of the Two Live Crew, the NWA CD. Or where did you pick up on the whole marketing?
Man, to be honest, it's been a part of me since my whole life. Damn near just as long as I've been rapping and shit, because I've been selling a seller and dealer for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing that shit like ever since I've been rapping, bro, to be honest. And I'm going to share something I ain't never shared with anybody else on my interview. Yeah, I was back in the days, I used to sell over the phone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I used to sell over the phone like security, wireless security systems and shit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
just like to get the gab. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I was doing that for some years, and I excelled at it. I like set company records and shit, like real talk. Set company records.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So, and then I took that skill, you know, me running my mouth and shit, to collections, you know what I'm saying? Doing all kind of collections, you know what I'm saying? From third party to whatever, you know what I'm saying? And just being able to have that customer service and telemarketing background along with the music, I was doing that for the paycheck to put out a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? But that was a skill too,
project.
You know what I'm saying? I excelled in that shit. And, yeah, and still do it to this day. And I try to put that into that same energy or that same skill set into marketing and promoting my Kamikaze and MC Max Store shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
customer
service and selling always been in me, bro. Just like music, fool.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's good to see that, man. A lot of artists, I think if they were to adapt and do that, they would be more successful. You know, there's a lot of Memphis legends, you know, who could continue to put out product and sell a lot of merchandise, but they just, for whatever reason, they're just not doing it, you know? A lot of dope artists.
Yeah. I mean, I look, you know, back in the days, I mean, our artists, you know, I see more and more artists are starting to tap into the merchandising, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be foods or clothing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I have the business to incorporate all that. You know, I'm a dealer with a company where I have over 200,000 vendors where I get stuff wholesale, where we can imprint, if you want some wine glasses that say Murder Master Music Show on that junk, I can get wine glasses with your logos on it. You know what I'm saying? Cigarette lighters, cups, magnets, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Flags outside the car like the NFL teams. You know what I'm saying? With the flags, get your logo on them junks. You know what I'm saying? Like, over 200,000 products, man, and I get it at wholesale. So I'm really, you know, can show love on prices and all that, bro, and quantity, though, you know. So, but, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. We got the homie Sim from France. He's got a couple questions for you before we go to this other gent. Sim, you there, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, legendary MC Mac. This is Lance Victor. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm already fine, yes. Can you tell us about the old song, Back in the Day, of What's Inside of Me, featuring Outlaw and Thrive? This is an old song, old tapes.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, What's Inside of Me was the first song that I ever recorded at a studio outside my bedroom. When I was making stuff on double dub cassette tapes and a drum machine and the keyboard. That was the first song that I ever went, and it was recorded on reel to reel. at Chaz and Ray's studio, man. Shout out Chaz, wherever he is in this world right now. Yeah, that was the first song that I ever went to a so-called major studio, you know what I'm saying, and got on Real to Real. And I wrote the song in high school, man, What's Inside of Me, whatever, you know what I'm saying, we're going to let it out, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, put that shit down. And I had my homeboy Outlaw, who was a classmate, shout out Outlaw the Mass, man, wherever, you know what I'm saying, and the homie Maxwell the Ghetto Genie. And we went to, I made the track actually on my drum machine, paid for the studio time. We went recorded it, man. We laid some strings or something from the studio's keyboard, and there you have it, man. You know what I'm saying? It was really cool. And yeah, I think we ended up performing at John at a talent show at Raleigh. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. It was really dope. You know what I'm saying? During that time. But that was my first jump, though. The first time we ever did at a studio, a real studio.
Yeah, what type of equipment do you have back the day at this time? The music.
What's that?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What type of equipment? Yeah, of keyboards or something you have back the day at this time.
Did I meet User J during that time?
No, the keyboards. The keyboards are some stuff on your person back the day, like a well-known MPC or something.
Oh, what was the equipment you used?
Oh, okay. Wow. Man, we used a Korg. We did use the Korg, but not on that song. On What's Inside of Me, I used a RX-8 Yamaha. RX-8 Yamaha drum machine, man.
Yeah, it was the lofi song. At the same time, your cousin local who passed away made Deadly Friend as a prophecy, and you put it. Can you tell us about these two ones? This was very dope, very deep songs.
Some Lacorb, you said?
Yeah, but the song Deadly Friend and the prophecy you did.
Yeah,
Lacorb.
Yeah, I think about him every day, man. But yeah, Deadly Friend. That's a man coming to me, my Deadly Friend. That was one of LaCorb's hit songs, man. Yep, one of his hit songs, man, from the Killer from the North Side cassette tape. We purchased some tracks from Jay, you know what I'm saying? Juicy produced that junk, you know what I'm saying? But I had a buying the tracks from him, you know what I'm saying? Me and Core bought that track from him. And, that jump was super money. He just took me back. I think we recorded at Corb's house, at my auntie's house, man. And Juice had brought his four track over. And Corb, you know, I think he had the beats at first. He had the beats on cassette tape. And Corb wrote to it. Bam. Pulled up, you know what I'm saying? And laid the joint on the four track. And it is what you hear today, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I already had the chorus and the lyrics and everything written when Juicy pulled up. And the prophecy, that's a good question. There was actually one of Lil' Core partners who everybody asked me about the prophecy, man. The prophecy. Even fools that went to Northside do not know who this guy was. You know what I'm saying? I've been asking a million people because everybody asked me. And I even called some of Core's, you know what I'm saying, classmates trying to figure out who this guy was. Now, by me being who I am and how Corb is, you know what I'm saying? You know, he took his homeboy, he wanted to put his song on his album, and Corb was like, man, this is my homeboy. I forget his name, to be honest, but it was one of Corb's homeboys who he wanted to put on his album, you know what I'm saying? To give him some exposure. And that was the song that he chose to put on his album, The Prophecy. It's somebody from Northside. He needs to stand up because everybody asking about him.
Yeah. When you did the first live shows in 380 Bill Street, like Let's Make a Stain, it was a song when Juicy D discovered you at the time?
What about Let's Make a Stain?
Was that when Juicy D first discovered you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a song, and as a matter of fact, the same studio that I recorded What's Inside of Me is where I recorded Let's Make a Stain, the very first one. And it was a different location, but the same engineer, same studio set up. I think it was on Reel to Reel, too. Or maybe not, no, that maybe was on Tascam. But, yeah, Chazza Ray, man, engineered it, you know what I'm saying? I made the track. I made that track on a Boss or DR-808 or something like that. And we went to the studio, and I laid it, and I started pressing up cassette tapes. And I had one of the demos, and my homeboy, we went to the club that night. My homeboy, like, man, we're going to take one of these junk of juice and let him hear it. He played it. The crowd loved it. He was like, hey, let me put this junk on my CD. I mean, on my tape. You know what I'm saying? Give you some exposure and get your name out there. Shit, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm with it, fool. I make, you know. And he ended up putting it on his Volume 9, and then I rapped over one of his tracks. I think me and Scarface Al did a song, man. And yeah, that's how that bond started.
Yeah. On Volume 9 of Juicy G, you did with Al Capone, Scarface, Run Your Mouth to. It was a dope one.
Yeah. Yep, that was it. M11, 211. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what's crazy? When I got it, when I got at Murder Dog to do reviews, Al Capone was there doing reviews. I was like, oh, shit, because I've been listening to him for a while. You know, I was just shocked that he was there doing reviews as well. A lot of people don't know that. He wrote for Murder Dog Magazine. It's a trip.
Yeah. Also, just two songs was dope was you did on Prophet Posse of Kenny Pim album. It was All About Them Prophets. And one
yes,
of the songs was very deep and dope. It's Light in the Metro, So Cold, of the Cassie,
yes,
on the Gangsta Punk Wings Miles album. Can you tell us about these two ones? It's very dope.
Okay, appreciate it, man. Yeah, those are definitely, you know, we always featured on artists, you know, that Paul and Jay was bringing out. You know what I'm saying? They did give everybody an opportunity to at least get a verse on the album. You know what I'm saying? And, All About Them Prophets, man. I think we recorded that, like, in Paul's mom and dad's crib, like, back in the days. Yeah. And, 8 Bars, man, I came over and did my thing, you know what I'm saying? I think Artist was in and out the studio, so, you know. But the Life in the Metro, So Cold, we did that joint at Cotton Row. Shout out Nico. Yeah, when they were working on Inquiring Minds album.
Right.
Yeah, Metro
was Studios. Nico Liras, or
Cotton Row Studios, right?
Cotton Row, yeah. Shout out the legendary Nico Liras, man.
Hey, we had Nico on, and he said that when you guys were in the studio, the cops came there many times.
You got to think, man. You know, you can't pull it up, man. We got all kind of whips out there. Niggas got drugs. You know what I'm saying? Guns, girls that are on drugs. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. It was a hot spot. We turned that joint hot, you know. Yeah, he was getting major business. You know what I'm saying? And you got to think, they're seeing all these cars pull up at this one house. You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
Murder Dog was there too when you did the photo shoot. It's a photo shoot with
Murder
Dog.
In 98
from Kazi album. We did the Kazi album cover together. Remember, you know what I'm saying? You took the, had the backdrop, and we took the photos up front of Nico's studio.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
One thing interesting is the last Prophet Entertainment album released is Time's Up. It's the last one. You closed the Prophet, in fact.
Okay.
The last album of Prophet Entertainment, yes.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Nick Starfo.
Man, rest in peace, K-Rock. Yeah, rest in peace, Lacorn, man. They're like the original Killer Clan, man. We only recorded like two songs, and the Kazi, which was recorded at Cotton Row, too, in about 2 weeks with, my guys. And, man, man. That first album, I mean, it's irreplaceable, man. And I'm not trying to replace the first album or anything like that. I'm just keeping the legacy going on. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like fools sleeping on it.
Well, and plus too, you even put on the album cover itself the new Kazi. It's not like
yeah, it's all definitely all new. I mean, yeah. But salute to my homie T-Rock. He on the album as well.
Shout out,
Rock Solid Mafia, man. Shout out T Love and the whole Rock Solid. And yeah, man. It also has some surprise guest features on there as well, but I ain't gonna spoil it. They got about an album. But yeah, the joint has a minimum of 6 artists on each song, so that just goes to show you the hard work that was put into it. Anybody be in the studios know it's difficult to mix 6 different artists, you know what I'm saying, on one track. You know, so 6 artists on one track, 10-15 songs, you know what I mean? But yeah,
it'd be tedious. You know,
sure.
But you've lived in the studio pretty much all your life, man. You know? You know, you've seen it all. But I'll tell you what, man, it's always an honor to have you on this show. I want everybody to go out and get this new Kazi Part 2, Time's Up Part 2 album. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the floor, but before I do, tell us about this last track that we're going to leave out on.
Oh, man. If you're a fan of Memphis music, you're going to love this one, man. It's like the Tales from the Mac Side mixed in with a brand new twist of the modern. Six of the hardest artists, actually 7. You know what I'm saying? Because this one is featuring the homeboy Young Zone. Bullet to the Dome is like a remix of one of my tracks from Tell from the Mac Side. I just featured my homies on it. Gave them a time to shine, man. Collided up with the homeboy Cuts. And it's that straight Memphis shit, man. You know what I'm saying? M-Town, stand up, man. I know a lot of stuff been going on with the M. Rest in peace, Dog. Rest in peace, Snooty Wild, man. Rest in peace, Corp. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, cut before their time, man. But we still repping, man. And we're going to lay it down and put it down for them town always, bro. Bullet to the Dome, Kamikaze, KKZ, the Kazi Times Up Part 2.
Man, that's what's up, brother. Always an honor. Give them your info one more time, your website and everything, so they can go purchase.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, you can get at your boy, man, at the MC Mac store. You know what I'm saying? Type in MC, MACKSTORE on Google. MKT.com/MCMACKSTORE in your URL. MC Max, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you can follow me on Facebook. That's MCMACK on Facebook. Or get at your boy on Twitter. That's MCMACK, the number 4 life, number 4 LIFE, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter. And of course, subscribe. Press the notification button. Subscribe to my music channel on YouTube. That's MCMACKMUSIC, MC Mac Music. Don't follow them fake fools that put up fake pages and shit. Come to the official source, the official joint, you know what I'm saying? It's MC Mac Music on YouTube. And or you can get it to on Instagram. That's MCMACKMUSIC, MC Mac Music on Instagram and all over social media, you know what I'm saying? Get at your boy, man, on the iTunes, you know what I'm saying, MCMACK. Download the entire catalog or get at your boy on the Spotify, man, you know what I'm saying? Easy come, easy go, one to only hit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, get at your boy on that junk, Google Play, or wherever you bumping your music at. It's MCMACK, man, you know what I'm saying? KKZ for life, man. MC Mac fan page, too. MC Mac KKZ fan page on Facebook. Get at your boy, you know what I'm saying?
You heard him, everybody, man. Support MC Mac and make sure to get this product. We'll be right back.
You ain't shit, you ain't saying shit. Okay. On my list, when I seen it. Try to play me like a beast, nigga. Most definitely get you killed, nigga. You can duck if you want a chopper going through these bricks, nigga.
Go to the next song. Yeah.